The subject for today is called World Evangelism. How is it possible? Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. We're doing part five today from a five-part series. And the topics we'll be covering will be divine energy and in our element. Once again, let us read Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 7. These scriptures are important to see how the man of God, Ezekiel, was taken by the angel into the water of the river. This is an example of a born-again believer stepping into the river of the Holy Spirit, and it's important to see what happened. Reading from verse 1, "Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of a north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gate and faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. Then he brought me out to the waters, and it came up to my ankles. Then he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water, and the water came up to my waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, 'Son of man, have you seen this?' Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there, along the bank of the river, there were many trees on one side and the other." We see in the scriptures that when Ezekiel returned to the bank of the river, he discovered trees that were not there when he first went in. While Ezekiel was discovering the depth of the river of the Holy Spirit, God had planted and grown trees in no time. As God is the creator of time, he can speed time up or he can slow time down. That's all in his hands. But clearly we see in a short period of time, God made trees to grow on both sides of the river. Let's now go to Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12. Reading from verse 12. "Along the bank of the river, on this side and on that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their waters flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be food, and their leaves will be medicine." All of a sudden here we see the man of God was in partnership with the Holy Spirit, not doing his own thing, but being a co-laborer with God, which we have spoken about. When we come into the kingdom of God, it's important to say often that we are co-laborers with God. God has a plan. We are to go to God and discover what that plan is for our life and our ministry. We don't make up our own plan. God's got a plan, and that plan is anointed and approved by God and has the power of the Holy Spirit to make it come to pass. But God will not force that on us. We have to ask the Lord, ask God for it, and then work step by step with the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, the man of God was in partnership with the Holy Spirit, as I've said, not doing his own thing, but being co-laborer with God. This is how our world will be won for the Lord, through Holy Ghost evangelism. This begins when we are obedient to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and follow him out into the depths of this river. And what that means? By letting go. Flowing in the Holy Spirit, flowing in the Word of God, doing His will and not our will. Let me just say here too, the Christian who is not in the river of the Holy Spirit is really out of his element. What do I mean by this? We're meant to be in the river of the Holy Spirit. We're not meant to be desert dwellers. We move in Him and live in the Holy Spirit. We flow in the Spirit of life. We flow in the river of life. We're not desert people. And that is people without the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 17, verse 28 reads, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring." You cannot expect to live a successful Christian life if you are not in the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit, for that is how God arranged us to live. Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. "He who dwells or lives in the secret place of the Most High shall abide or live under the shadow of the Almighty." When we are in the Spirit or Holy Spirit, we are unconquerable. We're going from victory to victory, our life hid with Christ in God through Christ Jesus. A final point here, world evangelism, how is it possible? I think we've answered the question over these five parts. Believers not doing their own thing, but being co-laborers with God in partnership with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, and I do say person, he is a person. The person of the Holy Spirit is there with the power, with the gifts, and with the anointing to make it come to pass. God uses the Holy Spirit on the earth to work through the believers to bring his plan into the earth. We are to listen to the Holy Spirit. We are to move in the Holy Spirit and do what he says and not what we think we should do. Simply being in the river of life means letting go, letting the Holy Spirit have his way in our lives and in our ministries. It's got to do with trust. It's got to do with relying upon and trusting the Word of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do and flowing with the Holy Spirit. I hope you've enjoyed this message, this five-part message on world evangelism. How is it possible? It's possible one way, when we flow in and with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me over this series. I look forward to the next series with you. And thank you and God bless.